J.S. Bach's cantatas is one of great challenges. These works confront with honesty and directness the inner struggles we all face in our daily lives, naturally leading to some intensely emotional experiences. But sometimes life brings us light and hope, setting aside those times of difficulty. Light, hope, and joy in Bach's Cantata No. 1 are coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. The Cantata No. 1, Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, or How Brightly Shines the Morning Star, was among the first of Bach's cantatas to gain a popularity beyond musicologists. And you can find a translation of it from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Hope for the future is at the heart of the Cantata No. 1, and we can imagine the kind of hope Bach felt when Anna Magdalena Wilke became his second wife in 1721. Here is one of the pieces Bach included in a notebook of music for his new wife. This is the French Suite No. 6, performed on guitars by Klaus and Rainer Feldmann, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. That's the French Suite No. 6 by Bach, performed by two brothers, guitarists Klaus and Rainer Feldmann. There are very few experiences in life as joyful as the discovery of an impending birth. It's that euphoric hopefulness that lies at the core of Bach's Cantata No. 1, Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, or How brightly shines the morning star. But this instance of hope, embodied in a new life, has implications beyond the baby's immediate family. The mother in question is Mary, and the baby is Jesus. The Feast of the Annunciation, celebrated on March 25th, 9 months before Christmas, commemorates the story from the Gospel of Luke, in which the angel visits Mary to give her the news that she'll give birth to Jesus. The hopeful tone is evident from the very start, as a hymn tune provides the basis for a choral fantasy, reflecting the brightness of the work's title and text. Solos for soprano, tenor, and bass soloists echo and reinforce the thankfulness and praise for the divine of that opening chorus, ending with a chorale text that translates as, "Come, you lovely crown of joy, do not delay. I await you with longing." Here's a performance of Bach's Cantata No. 1 with soprano Monica Mauch, countertenor Matthew White, tenor Charles Daniels, and bass Stephen McLeod. Eric Milnes conducts Montreal Baroque here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Ein Freudenschein ist mir. entstanden, denn ein vollkommenes Gut des Heilands Leib und Blut ist zur Erquickung da.
The Cantata No. 1 by Bach, in a performance by Montreal Baroque and conductor Eric Milnes. The soloists who made up the chorus included soprano Monica Mauch, countertenor Matthew White, tenor Charles Daniels, and bass Stephen McLeod. If a spiritual hope is what the Cantata No. 1 expresses, a more earthly hope led to the music you're about to hear. In the midst of reconstituting his domestic life by marrying Anna Magdalena in 1721, leading to the French suite you heard earlier, Bach also assembled a collection of pieces for the Margrave of Brandenburg as a sort of musical resume in the hope of securing a new position. Here is part of that collection, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, performed by the Scottish musicians of the Dunedin Consort and their director John Butt here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. We've probably all sent off a job application that seemed to go into a black hole with no response. That was the case for Bach and his Brandenburg Concertos, which were meant to impress the Margrave of Brandenburg enough to secure a new position. Nothing came of it for the composer, and he may never have even heard these pieces performed. But the music itself remains brilliant, as you heard in the third of the Brandenburg Concertos, performed by the Dunedin Consort and director John Butt. Remember, you can hear this program again on demand when you visit our website, classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ros. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.